Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Astrologer and The Alchemist. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm the astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan, and I'm waiting for my friend Gemma Jot to join me. What we do here on The Astrologer and The Alchemist, we talk about the energy in the sky and how to work with it. And there's a whole lot of wild energy up there. It's been very transformative this week. A lot of people have had major changes in their life as Mars came to the node of fate, came to join the node of fate, and Mercury has come to square it. So it's also the energy from last spring, from last June, the eclipses and the Sun-Venus conjunction at 13. Last spring was on that point and kind of activated it, woke it up, inspired it, and it's active again this week. So things you thought about last spring and you decided and you kind of watched and went, now you get to take action on them yourself. So it's an interesting time. A lot of Neptune. And Neptune makes us feel alternately either inspired, sometimes very depressed, sometimes really overwhelmed, sometimes just deeply, deeply feeling. And so we honor Neptune this week because he is super active. We're kind of feeling the energy. We're also having a Sun-Venus, we also had on Friday a Sun-Venus conjunction in Aries. And what that did was that started a new 8-year cycle around creativity, love, money, abundance, all those things. And so there's a real forward motion energy to the sky that's inviting us to step into our next chapter, step into what we love, step into why we love it, where it comes from, what it's inspired by, what we're inspired by. It's a very, very profound transition. And, of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, we're having spring. It's a beautiful day here. I have my windows open. The sun is shining. I can't hear any birds singing, but I know they're out there somewhere. And we're beginning this generous season of growth and new beginnings and new ideas and new things. So it's a really positive energy. And part of our job with this energy is to really feel it and kind of go, wow, that's like so super cool. Look at that. That's so much fun. And to really kind of experience it on a new level and on a new way to be. So it's fun, and I just got a text from Gemma Jot that she's on her way, so that's always a good sign. And spring, she got delayed playing with the flowers and the daffodils or playing with Vesta, her cat. So we look at this energy of spring and this new beginning feeling. Now, we still have Mercury in Pisces for another week, so he's going to be there until the 3rd of April, and then he shifts into Aries, and then he becomes very clear and very cogent and very precise and very, very. So we're going to watch for that energetic shift because that's going to be pretty profound in terms of, what our next chapter is and kind of what it feels like, I think, you know. So energetically, as we work with it, we're going to be like, oh, okay, that's what's going on, kind of to invite us into this new energy of beginning and spring and dawn. And remember, it really is physical. The sun has actually gone across the equator, and he is now making each day a minute longer than the night. So when that happens, the day a minute longer begins this sense of expansion that we have. And I see my friend Gemma Jot has arrived. Hi, Jay. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
You can hear me. Okay,
so I was
good,
telling
good,
everybody
good.
About it being spring and very uprising energy, plus very emotional because there's so much Neptune in the sky. So what have you been doing
it.
Up there?
That explains it. Renee Josephine asked me because I'm not sure she's able to join us today, and I don't have this on video. I just couldn't get together this morning for that. But I noticed that I went to, things were, I found all last week to be quite emotional, emotionally all over the place, not heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then, Ann, it was, so today's Saturday, it was yesterday, and around early mid-morning, mm-hmm. I did a TS, Twisted Sister. I felt like I just turned off to, a place where I didn't really want to be with people. I had a Zoom that afternoon. It was one of those classes I'd taken. And the guy sends us the tape, you know, the video anyhow. And I said, I really just could not take being with people in a Zoom, having to participate. I was not in the engagement place, right? Felt very moved. I felt the mood, the moodiness. And I don't mean like bluesy. I meant just like, you know, like I was awash. Again, I was sort of like just needed to be in that bouncy boat, if you will, and enjoy that. But meanwhile, I'd say earlier in the week, I don't know about you, but I did feel the springiness. I know that you could tell that spring is, you know, the days are getting longer. I'm smelling the nice air, and I'm feeling that sense of what I call Zoom. So I feel like there's a forward movement going, you know, and maybe just appreciating the spring more this year because, you know, it's, we're in a different place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you are. It was also with everything above the equator, it gets, the sun gets, the sun and Venus both kind of like, oh, okay. Like, let's do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's frisky. So I have meditation I've been attending for a while this year and last year. And so got a note saying, okay, the meditation's done. You know, we're all going out. And it was like, just boom, we're canceled. We're done with it. And I'm like, we're not going to say goodbye? And it's like, nope, the meditation group's over. So I had, you know, I'd had it blocked out. You know, it was one, you know, but I went in and deleted the upcoming episodes, you know, the upcoming engagement. No, it's good because it's like, all right.
Yes.
Time for a new, time for renewal, time for a new thing. But yeah, very awash, Jay. You know, Mars was on the North Node in Gemini, and he's answering to Mercury in Pisces. So it's very, it's like being carried by currents, you know, like the current carried you here. Then yesterday you were, I don't want to talk to people, you know, and Mercury in Pisces, of course, is silent, right? So he, it's got all these feelings, but it doesn't necessarily have words for them.
Has the words. Yeah. The words aren't able to come up from the depths, right?
Yeah. And then we had a Sun-Venus conjunction on Friday, which started a new eight-year cycle for us that said, okay, new eight-year cycle around money, love, value. And it also, Mars and the node were at the same degree they were last June 1st and 2nd when the eclipses happened, and there was a Venus-Sun conjunction then. So it's like, okay, think back to what was happening the first week in June, and now what do you want to do next?
So what, 8 years?
Another eight years. Venus and Sun meet up every 4 years, but they have kind of a new moon, full moon phase, so this is the new moon phase. And then in the 4 years from now, it'll be the full moon phase, and then it comes back. So it was the full moon phase last fall, because it meets in five different parts of the sky over the course of 8 years, forming a star, literally a star in the heavens. Venus traces a pentacle. And so when she meets up every 9.5 months, think human gestation cycle, right? She says, okay, new heart path. And she starts a heart path in a different part of your chart. So this is this heart path's at 5 degrees, 6 degrees of Aries. But if you think back in four-year increments in March, like March of 2017, March of 2013, March of 2009, you began new chapters in that energy. And so here we begin. This is the new moon phase. Here we begin a new eight-year cycle. And then 4 years from now, we'll see a culmination. Yeah, it's nice.
You know, I noticed, skipping ahead to the full moon tomorrow, we have a lot of eight. We have a lot of stuff in 8 degrees.
Yeah.
And they mentioned this eight-year cycle. I was like, well, eight is really, you know, you know, and, you know, it's numerologically, it's, well, I should say China, in the Asian pantheon, it's fortune, good fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Change is good fortune, but it also, on its side, it's the limniscus, which connects different phases as a very connecting energy or symbol. So I'm thinking, I said, well, we have the sun, the moon, and eight. And I forgot there was like a stellium of planets. And I think the ninth house, I think it was, I saw.
The full moon's there too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. A lot of energy.
I said, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I think that energy, and that's the full moon in Libra. That's my moon sign. That's my moon. My moon is Libra. I think it's my house to me too, actually. If you hear noise, that's me in the kitchen making coffee. That's why the kitchen is so good. If you hear the kettle whistling, I'm like, shh.
We need the morning. Yeah, and so because it's a full moon, we know that there's a longer cycle that represents. So we go back to the new moon in Libra, which was in October of 19, and then we go back, then we go October of 19, and then we go forward 9 months till June, last June,
mm-hmm.
when the sun mm-hmm. was in Cancer and the moon was in Libra. And then we go to now, the full moon, and then we're going to go 9 more months to Capricorn time, and we have the closing square. So, yeah, so it's a real big culmination, but a new beginning within the culmination. Again, tied back to the one from June, you know, so it's, but also thinking back 4 years, what happened in 17, because it's got an echo.
Right.
For me,
okay.
it's in the house okay. of, it, for me, it's in the house of money, second house of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
okay.
so I'm doing some new projects, you know, for financial stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Teaching some class, getting some classes off the ground, which I was supposed to do last summer, but I got sick, you know, with COVID, so
yeah.
I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Got derailed,
yeah.
but now it seems to be pulling together. So, yeah. It's good.
Ian, I'm hoping that it maybe not this year, but probably next year. I'm hoping that I was supposed to see you and Rick at Omega Institute. It would have been in 2020 in August.
Yeah, we're doing it this September. I just signed the Omega contract.
Oh wow, you are doing okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be it's sitting right here on my desk. I think it's September. They postponed it last year because of the COVID. So I've got the contract here, and it is on September 24th to 26th.
Okay.
We're doing basically the same program. We modified it a little bit because of the changes in the heavens, but yeah. Yeah, so I just signed the contract for him. So
I can do that. To me, that's like someone that's like next to my crystals and my energy work to be around all my favorite some of my favorite astrologers, like me being a kid
mm-hmm.
in the candy store. You know what I mean? So go up there and
it's such a beautiful
again.
Place up there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't it though?
Yeah,
really missed it. So I'm glad that they managed to hold on, and I think I better register now because they got to have a bums rush for people trying to get in there, I think.
No, I agree.
Yeah. And
it's got a whole thing of, you know, everybody kind of feeling, well, that's what I was saying. I have a meditation that meets on Sunday, and she canceled it. And she's like, all right, spring's here. We're all going out now. Bye. And I'm like, that's it. We're done. No goodbye. No goodbye. You know, so I went in and I deleted the app, you know, because it's on Sunday afternoon. I deleted the ones that I had scheduled. No. I was like, all right, time for a new chapter, I guess.
With everyone getting the vaccinations and stuff, people are going to be looking to get outside for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. This is gonna be the summer of our content kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We will
mm-hmm.
be out in the boot. Out in, as one of my friends would say from Canada, out in the boot, out in the boot.
Ready to roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and then let's see. We have. Now this is something I heard. Is this a Cassini moon? Anne? Cassini. And what does that mean?
Cassini means very close to the sun. You know, it's more Kazemi Venus, which is it's moon is a new Kazemi moon would be new, right? So whenever a planet's there's phases when it gets really close to the sun, there's when it gets under the beams it gets burned up. Think of it that way,
right.
You know, because the sun is so bright, right? And when it gets to be Kazemi, it means it's very conjunct and very tight to the moon. And
mm-hmm.
you think of when you have a candle and you can stick your finger in the blue part of the flame and it doesn't burn it. Right, but when you hold your hand over the candle, it burns it.
Mm-hmm.
My mother always had candles at dinner tables, so I would always stick my fingers in the candle and whatever, childless things. But when you stick your finger in the blue part, it doesn't burn.
Right.
Whereas when you hold your hand over the top of the flame, it burns. So Kazemi's in the heart of the sun. It means very close. It's in the heart of the sun. And the planets are so close that they're merged and they give themselves, the sun gives the planet extra energy rather than burning it.
Oh,
so moon
okay.
is Venus and the sun are Kazemi. So that's why they're calling it a Kazemi moon. The moon is not actually Kazemi because he's opposite, but he's Venus and the sun are Kazemi. So it gives them extra potency. And what happens, because Venus rules the moon in Libra, she's joined to the sun. The ruler of the moon is joined to the sun, so it's an extra passionate, juicy full moon. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's very passionate. Because Libra mm-hmm. answers to Venus, and Venus is, even though she's on moon's on the far side, Venus is sitting next to Saturn, or next to the sun, kind of snuggled up inside of him, right? She's Kazemi.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so every planet, when it gets really near the sun, it gets burned up, right? It gets less potent.
Yes,
you lose
the
power, the sun wins.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
With the exception of Mars, who gets very excited.
Mars
gets near the sun,
fresh.
And he goes, oh, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
But all the rest of them go, ouch, you're hot, this hurts.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that explains Mars. That's something else with Mars.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you
When he's
Kazemi,
he shoots off like a rocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but Mars is active right now. Mars is in Gemini, right? So Mars is.
Yeah, he was on the North Node this week. Yeah, yesterday.
Okay.
So he hit the North Node. So we saw Sharon Osbourne, you know, get kicked off the talk, which, you know, we knew was coming. And I was watching that for Governor Cuomo. You know, that might be a defining moment for him, but, you know, he seems that he's going to hang on through the investigations. But I thought, well, he might quit then. But it was Sharon
mm-hmm,
Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was Sharon Osbourne. Okay.
Well, she got, you know, she had that racist thing with Piers Morgan and had the fight on TV and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't see it all, but I saw the Piers Morgan storm off, but I can't say I'm overly so much very fond of Sharon anyhow. So, but, you know, she had a good long run. And she probably sometimes, I think sometimes they do these things to
get off of them. Yeah.
Yes.
It's our exit strategy.
To go out exactly. And to go out with a bang, you know what I mean? To go out with, you know, a flourish, as they say. She went out with a flourish, you know.
Yeah.
And then she can then, you know, have to say, but end to other shows saying, well, I learned and blah, 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 and I didn't mean this or I didn't mean it, whatever she feels. But it's not the worst PR strategy, I got to say.
she did go around on all the different shows and said she was set up. They were coming after her, yada, yada. So she, you know, apparently it pissed, made them even more mad. And, you know, it was about the Meghan Markle interview. And, you know, CBS ran it, you know, so.
Yeah. It just seems, I mean, and it's just interesting, the news, the reports, everything that we're seeing right now, we can see that the evidence of all the, so many structures coming down, the erosion has sped up, and it's to the point, it could be a little overwhelming if you really just watch it all. So, I mean, yeah, good stuff is coming out of it, but you know, we're seeing the energy of hate and divisiveness coming up, and then, what's her name? Oh, I thought about you, Turney, the crazy one, woman, blonde white woman on Trump's team, who finally fessed up to the fact that it was a big lie.
Oh, Kellyanne Connolly, she said that?
No, not Kellyanne. No, the one who worked with Giuliani. They were on that team. They were on the legal team. What was her name? Sydney something.
Oh, she said it was a lie. Finally, well, she got sued for billions of dollars by Dominion, right? So,
yeah, that's what. Yeah. MSNBC had it on their thing that she's saying, well, they should have known that. How can they believe that? It's just so outrageous. Her legal team is saying it's such an outrageous statement. Why would anybody believe that? In other words, it's their fault for believing what they were saying.
Right, their fault for believing her lying to them. And, you know, storming the Capitol and getting arrested and spending years in jail. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sydney.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and
it's funny,
like,
I was, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's just crazy. She's just crazy, you know. Laser beam, I mean, just crazy. You watched her talk,
yeah.
And you just look. I just looked at her and went, this woman is crazy. You
know?
And yes. I don't like to talk trash about other women, but I looked at her and I went, you are not giving us a good name. You know, get off the stop.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. You know, and, mm-hmm. and mature women, because it's sort of like, you know, women get a certain age, it's like, see, she's blah, blah, blah. And that they can maybe, and she's up there. It's like, thanks. And we really needed that one. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that stuff. So it's all these, I still feel this energy is very, and I was warning fucking someone yesterday, you know, Ann said, you know, all the astrologers are saying we're in the shadow of the Pluto return. So it's, that energy
yes.
is working. So that, you know, the underworld and everything, the things beneath the surface are being tilled.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we'll see things crop up through and break through, you know. That's the surface.
Well, and, yeah,
like,
and it also is,
you know?
I don't know about you, but I'm finding it kind of nice, very refreshing. You know, the Georgia law that they passed yesterday, and they arrested that woman who was knocking on the door, who's a state senator, and he's standing there, one guy with six white guys around him, passing voting bills that are bad. You know, it was very restrictive. And Biden goes, I think it's atrocious. I think it's anti-democratic. I think it's horrible. And I'm like, wow, this is good. Call it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, like, and the guy cheated to win anyway. You know, he purged the voting rolls anyway. And Georgia has a use it or lose it. So if you don't go to the polls one year, you lose your registration. So,
wow.
You know, So now it's, if you have an absentee ballot, you have to have a photo ID attached to it. He goes, well, when they come to vote in regular, we make them show their photo ID. I mean, it was, you know, you look at what the, and you can't, you know, they have these huge lines in Georgia, which is hot, and you can't bring food or water to people, or it's a misdemeanor, right? So, you know, they're waiting in line, and they have to pee, you know? It's just, it's ridiculous. Like, okay, more voting machines. So, you know, all these states that are run by Republicans that are passing tighter voting rules, which are set to disenfranchise voters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, we need, you know, the Supreme Court, John Roberts famously said, oh, we're better than this now. And we're like, John, really? Look at what's going on. No, we're not better than this. Because he gutted that Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, you know? So,
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say the we also seem to be getting traction on another front, the gun control stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like they're actually talking it, and Biden's talking about it, and we're going to do something about it, and, you know, I'm like, all right, let's go. 90% of America thinks there should be, you know, gun control. We have to get a driver's license to drive a car, you know? I mean, what's the big deal, you know? So.
Right, yeah. And then
getting rid of unregistered
license.
Guns, you know, like, what are you going to have an unregistered gun for? Because you want to commit a crime.
You know, and you don't use an AK-47 to go hunting, so stop that hunting bullshit.
No.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And that's what this year is, too. We're calling bullshit this year on people. You know, when stuff is really out there, like, you know what? You know what I mean? I call bullshit, you know what I mean? And
I call bullshit.
Call it out for what it is. Someone did that. I've copied
something.
Because it's the truth, you know, because it's like, come on, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it looks like, you know, I think, you know, even some of the old dogs who thought they could rest, like Kavanaugh, they're finding out that they really didn't do that much of a investigation. I mean, it's just
We know they didn't do an investigation. They didn't even interview people that were the two witnesses. they didn't interview him or her. You know, what was that? They were, and people called and said, we want to give testimony, and FBI didn't take it. It was simply, you know, what's his name? I think in good faith said, let's have this done. Jeffrey Flake, the guy out of Arizona. And then the FBI, you know, just went, okay, all right, you know, orders from the top, don't do it. So,
It's time
to clean up things, you know. People are not happy.
Yeah. It's time to clear up things, and it's happening all over the world. People are actually speaking. Everyone's calling bullshit, saying, you know what, enough of this stuff. You know what I mean? So, and it's just the fact that, you know, I mean, they can prolong the pain, those who are currently holding the power, the reins of power, but this ship has sailed. and it's over. You know, it's all over
right.
with the singing
mm-hmm.
because it's a closing aspect, if you will, of a group that's been in the power or an energy that's been in power for a certain amount of time, and then a group that's been in power in this country, and it's adios amigos. I'm not saying they can't be here, but you're not going to be the lead. It's just over.
Yeah.
And no need to be afraid of it. I mean, you know, here's what I think is I'm seeing this from a different manifold, perspectives. And one of them I know is that there is a fear among, especially older white people, right? And I say older,
yep.
I mean 50 and up.
Yep.
Of what are they gonna do to us? We become one, the minority. Two, if they gain enough power, enough cognizance to realize, wait a minute, they all start calling bullshit. We could be screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yep.
but mm-hmm. yes and no. But then don't when it's emerging, then don't make it worse because, then we have that bad taste in our mouth. I mean, it's just like,
mm-hmm.
just say, hey, you know what? We know we did some stuff. We know we did some woof, okay? And
mm-hmm.
let's work this out. But no, instead they try to clamp down on you, which is going to make, it's like a pressure cooker. You clamp down on
yep.
it wrong and you don't release the pressure. There you go. Then it goes kaboom. Mm-hmm. And you wonder why?
Right.
Why are things happening like this? And
right,
and we
right.
see it happening, with the Asian Megan, what's her name? Megan McCain got called out for her comments about the Asian thing. Oh, well, I don't care what you call the flu later on. I don't think it works. It's gonna be PC and so what you call the Kung Fu flu or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
yes, people said no. You cannot say it's the you wouldn't say it's the Irish flu. Or whatever.
Right.
We know. We know that these things cause,
yep.
that words
mm-hmm.
do harm,
Right.
So
they were. They totally do. And it's like we're not going to do or if we do it, we're going to be aware of the consequences of our words, Like,
absolutely.
You can say mean things, but, there's always a camera running. There's always something rolling, So.
Yeah. We need to really think about what we're saying and why we're saying and what, before we can unpack something, we have to realize that it is loaded.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to unpack language. Certain words we know from from our generation, certain words and meaning or phrases no longer have the same meaning, but it did have a certain meaning, and perhaps we unpacked that meaning and then installed something else. But
right.
That's a collective agreement and a collective acknowledgement
mm-hmm.
of, oof, okay, that doesn't bode well.
Right.
And won't sit well with people, so we just won't use that. We'll let that breathe a little bit, kind of thing. So, I agree with you. It's very encouraging after coming out of such a deeply discouraging time, and that to see want to have an administration in office where people, actually professional and will do their jobs, and have a hope. I sense that we're having a re-grasping to the higher ideals, because with this new age coming in, with this the way the planet now has moved into that universal belt now. So in other words, we're not on the side, we're not on the margins. We're actually in the main line. We're getting more light right now, more
yes.
light. So, but that light cannot be held by us or the planet if we're full of shit, if we're full of darkness,
right.
Full of a lower vibrating energy. So it's going to, we're coughing up a lot of this lower vibration energy in different ways.
Right.
And
right.
whether it's the violence we're seeing, I think, and the storms, is it the Pisces why we're seeing all these storms and tornadoes?
Yeah.
Is it the Uranus?
Mm-hmm. And the Mars and Gemini.
Thing?
Mars and Gemini.
Mars
is on the node of fate. So, you watch those houses, and the house next door is fine, and then one house is blown up. It's kind of boom, I'm blowing you up, you're fine, boom, I'm blowing you up, you're fine. Yeah, it's like kind of, it's not a clear direction. But, yeah, all those storms out of in Florida or in the northern part of Alabama and south, cut a 100-mile swath. That's a pretty big tornado,
That is big, yeah. And there was
that's 2 hours of driving in a regular car, right?
That's true. Wow. Yeah, so I'm seeing that as sort of but that to me is the physical representation of what we feel like everything's being mixed up. We're in that process of extreme, the acute phases change, so we will
yeah.
see chaos. So we see the chaos
yes.
of,
mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, man, okay. And there are times I feel like, well, you know, my apartment looks like, you know what I mean? I got to say, hey, I got to apply for some FEMA relief over here. The tornado hit one of my ribs over here. You know what I mean? So, but,
that's cute. I love
it's just so, sheesh. And then I know where my neighbor, she listens to our show. She's in North Carolina now with her daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter because she's teaching her granddaughter. And I was telling Jacqueline, because Jacqueline was born a week before. Oh, Jacqueline and I, she was the one I told you about. We had a shame, a walk of shame, because she's born a day after Trump, and I'm born the day after, a day before Pence. You know what I mean? So we had the Gemini walk of shame. Jacqueline, I said, I see, Anne mentioned, I know we have eclipse season coming up soon. I guess we're about a month or two out of it, but we have, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's eclipses in Gemini Sag this year, so you guys are having eclipse. Yeah. Which you have every 19 years. So if you go back when you were 19, when you were 36, and kind of do 19, you know, back to 2002, the intervals, you know, the new beginnings, a new shift and a change. And the nice part is the north node is on the sun, so this is a forward motion eclipse. Like it says, oh, go forward, go to this new direction. So it's got a positive forward motion piece to it, yeah.
Good. Okay, I got to tell her that because, you know, you mean, as we're getting ready to get our bunkers set up because we have the eclipse. she's a Gemini, but I think she has her rising or her moon. I think her rising may be Sagittarius, so. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh.
So she's got it right on her nodal axis. So for her, it'll be relationships. Yeah.
Okay.
First and seven, if, you know, it's in her first and seven. Or it could be in 6 and 12, which would mean work and, you know, her dreams, her, you know, her spiritual path. So,
yeah. And the other one's four.
Yeah, they're coming. They're not as difficult as some of the others have been. You know, and we are moving into, you know, this whole year is about restructuring our life and getting it ready for the next 20 years. So our job is to go, okay, how do I want to change this? And I think if we approach it that way, you know, and so the Georgia legislature says we're going to change the voting laws and make them meaner.
Yes.
And then everybody's going, no, we're not. We're going to make more people vote. We should all vote.
Yes. Yep.
You know, if you have a good plan, I'll vote for you. If you have a bad plan, why would I vote for you? Or you just don't want people to vote because they're not going to vote the way you want. You're going to cut them off.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Biden, he said, it's not Jim Crow, it's Jim Eagle. You know, and I was kind of like, well, that's a malapropism. Yeah. What, you had to think about that for a second. But I'm like, all right, crows versus eagles, you know.
Eagles, yeah.
Jim Eagle. It's not Jim Crow, it's Jim Eagle. So,
yeah, well, yeah.
That could soon become an internet meme.
it really is. And now I like that because, you know, I like my crows too, but I like the way he said that. Yeah, we're moving to that. It also speaks to the vibration, you know what I mean, to the polar opposite, if you will. You know what I mean? We had the crow. We still had that. How'd that treat you? No, not good. So now we all need to be Jim Eagle. Yeah, that's, yeah. Who came up with that Jim Crow? I got to look that up.
Yeah, I don't know the origin of that.
Neither.
But they, you know, they call the laws that, you know, and that was stuff like counting jelly beans in a jar to vote. I mean, this is really, like, you hear that and you go, what did they do? But again, I'm never, I don't know, I'm getting maybe, what's the right word for it?
Jaded?
Jaded, yeah. Although I like jade. people did that? You know, people did that?
Yeah.
They're still doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they are.
Oh,
and so then you have to go, this is not acceptable behavior. Yeah.
No, it isn't. You know, I like what you said, Anne, earlier about how this is the time now we're restructuring our lives for the next 20 years. And that's a good way to look at it. So all these things.
Yeah.
It's truly the way to look at things, that changes that are happening, because, you know, we are not in control of these changes in a sense. I mean, yes, we could we can all do our thing, but the changes are happening. They are happening, so how can we see them as, we need to change that? Good, let's change that. You know, things are rolling in and letting us know, you need to change me, you know, so it's not like we don't have we're not seeing what needs to be changed.
Right.
So that's right. You know.
And I think I think when we know that, you know, we don't always know the understanding, but we know if we shift behavior, things do change. That's the other part of it is, you know, keeping doing the same behavior over and over again. you know, that's insanity. It's going to keep being the same result. You know, you want a different result, you have to change what you're doing. So.
Yes. You'll stop and pivot. Face what you're doing, and then let's plot a different course. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you know, it's a little different, something different in your Star Trek, you know, course. So, So, don't you have a class you're teaching soon? I thought you had a class, or did you do it already?
I'm teaching. Well, a couple things. I'm going to be starting to teach with Astrology Hub. And we're going. There's a few astrology conferences. The first one up is OPA in April, and then there's going to be NORWAC in March, and then there's Great Lake Astrology Conference in GLAC in June. So I've got three in a row, and then Omega is in September. So and then I'm teaching in Lilydale in October, and then I rest.
OPA, NORWAC, and GLAC.
So they're all regional conferences. Well, OPA is an organizational conference. They're all online, you know. So
good.
And they, you know, it's good speakers. So yeah, I'm doing classes in each of them. So OPA is the organization for professional astrology. So it's you know, you don't have to be a professional astrologer, but it's people that are really interested in making the profession of astrology, you know, come up kind of thing. And then NORWAC is run by Laura Nibaldian out in Seattle, and it's the Northwest astrology. It's one of the longest-running astrology conferences in the country. And then Great Lakes Astrology is in Detroit. You know, it's in Ann Arbor normally, and again, because we're closed down. But yeah, I'm teaching at all three of those. Yeah, and then I have my Omega contract here, which I will be mailing in today. So
and that's and what dates? What are those dates? September.
That's September. September 24th to the 26th. Friday,
26.
Saturday, Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so excited about that because a few things made me sad last year, but I 2020, and I said, oh my goodness, I really planned to see because you were going to be there, Rick Levine, a few other astrologers that I know of, and I said, oh, that would be such a fabulous conference, and then I would meet other people who who are astrology either astrologers or into astrology like I am now, and then I was like, oh no, And I was wondering if they're going to bring it back, you know, so now that I know they are bringing it back, exactly. I mean, so what's the topic of this year? What's your focus?
It is...
For the conference?
I don't think it has the name on it. Let me look.
Okay.
It's a faculty contract, so...
I'll look it up, but just, whatever it is, it's going to be, you know...
Faculty is to be present for the entire conference and teach one session, time and date to be... name. These
when you
are
look
all
it up here.
Yeah, it doesn't have the name of it on it.
Okay.
Consciousness and the Great Astrology. Consciousness and the Great Shift. It does have a name on it. One should know the name.
No, but that's Astrology, Consciousness and the Great Shift. That's very good.
That's the title. Yep.
Okay.
So we're having a great shift.
We are having a great shift.
We're shifting into
it may not
some
be a great
new.
Shift. But,
Well, hopefully it'll be great. I'm too old to have it not be great, you know.
I know.
Been waiting all this time.
And I want to see some things before I leave this time again. You know what I mean? So otherwise, I'm canceling my contract to come back. You're like, no, okay. You know what I mean? You promised. I'm not coming back in until they make their changes.
I hear you. Here you go.
And it's going to be in person, right? It's not going to be online.
Yeah,
right?
it's up in Omega.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm getting my hopes
up.
Because
we discussed streaming it last year, and they were like, no, we'd rather postpone and do it next year. And we were like, all right. And I actually like the September time frame a little better because Omega can get hot. I mean, New York can get hot. So September is always just, it's like the weather like today. You know, it's always so pretty. You need a little windbreaker or something. But and the leaves will be changing. It'll be beautiful. It'll be really
beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the bugs will be down. Because you go there in May and June and July, and those bugs are hopping. You know what I mean? So they always get me.
This is so true. This is true.
They wait to yeah. They like, as soon as I get the train, they're like, she's here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're in the country, and they yeah. That means you smell sweet, though, Gemma Ja. You know that, right? Mosquitoes like women's blood. They like women's blood, and they
yeah.
like us because we smell sweet.
Oh, okay.
And it's the women that are biting us. It's not the men. We don't get bitten by the men. The women bite us to be able to lay eggs. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So it kind of reframes mosquito bites a little bit.
Yeah. I was supporting
it's a woman biting you to get some blood to make some babies. All right. All right. I'm helping with nature.
All right. All right. Yeah.
But we smell differently than the men, so they tend to bite us more
absolutely.
Than the guys.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the sweeter you are, the more they bite you. So, you know, that's a compliment of sorts.
yeah. Because my father knows that about me. He says, the bugs really zoom in for you. I said, yeah, since I was a little girl, the bugs would be like, there she goes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I thought with age, they'd say, you know, it's hard to break through that skin. They're like, no, we still want her. We still want her.
Yeah, we like her.
But,
she's sweet.
Yeah.
She tastes good to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Yes.
Yeah. I was like, no, what are you talking about? But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are less of them, and you know, because they've done their thing. They've bitten people and laid eggs and died. You know, so you know, it's good.
Mhm. So next
plus
week
they have that big
off.
Old lake, you know, which has a lot of mosquitoes in it.
That's it too. That's it. Yes.
And they're all nature up there, so they don't believe in spraying.
No,
it's not like they're going to kill the bugs. They're going to go, well, bugs are good.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem
that's
with those
funny.
Nature people. They believe in bugs, you know.
Yeah.
Conventional grown farming. Pesticides. No, bugs. Bugs.
No,
bugs
are
good.
Yeah. Bugs are good. Mm-hmm. So how's next week looking, shaping up as far as energy? Is it going to be an easier week or we got some
Yeah, it'll
look
be
out
a little
for?
Bit easier because the planets all have kind of gotten started. We're going to have Mercury revealing a lot of secrets through the third or fourth when he goes into Aries. So that's the, you know, a lot of stuff coming out. That's the idea. But once he gets into Aries, then it's kind of full steam ahead. So that's kind of the big feature for the week, which is not, you know, I don't consider that bad. I'm kind of liking all the stuff that's coming out.
Yeah,
I mean, if you have secrets, you don't like it. But if you don't have secrets, you're like, all right, whatever. You know, tell me about what's going on over there. Yeah, so.
And that happens when? That happens,
Mercury changes on the 3rd. Yeah, it changes on the 3rd. So it's, you know, moon's in Libra, full moon now, Scorpio moon, reveal, sextile to Pluto, Sag moon, tell the tales, you know, communicate, get it up there, Capricorn moon. And now that we know the tales, what are the consequences? So,
I see.
So it's kind of a hopping moon, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then moon in Capricorn meets Pluto, and he says, all right. Everything's in new signs. We've begun the spring. Let's roll. So it's very fast. It also, people are commenting how fast it feels like everything's going. And that's true.
It is.
Right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point, like, I'm like, you know, just the day is like mock speed these days. You know?
Yeah.
So,
not
long and leisurely at all. You know, it feels like, you know, like we feel like we're being boomeranged. You know what I mean? Not boomerang, but like you pull back the bow and arrow thing. It's like, that was, okay. Not just me, because I was like, I feel like I just can't keep my hands on the reins enough, you know, to manage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yep, I hear you.
Okay. Well, we're back on. We'll be back on air. I mean, not on air, but I'll have the hookup so we do the visual for next week, too.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Yeah. And I'll post it ahead and stuff, and because I know people – and that's a good way to start off. And we'll be into April, so that's a good way to start off the month.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next Saturday is the 3rd. Yeah, all right.
Mercury goes into Aries, and we go, woo-hoo!
Oh, perfect. Woo-hoo! Look at that. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure.
This week is a lot of, you know – a lot of accomplishment stuff kind of thing. So Mercury goes into Aries at 11:41 p.m. So it'll be Passover ending. It's Good Friday. It's Easter weekend next week. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Feels good.
Feels like, yeah.
And it's April Fool's next week, too.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those, I missed that one. That's one funny thing about being in the office, especially when I was younger, not so much later when I was, you know, a head and executive, because then no one wants to do anything with you, but you know, I remember being in my 30s.
Retribution, yeah.
You know, retribution, yeah. That's not, you know what I mean? So it's like no one wants to play, but the pranks we would play on one another is so funny. Oh, I miss those days.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So, we're still a little too soon right now for people right now to have too much because we're just getting out of our vids, our COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay.
So it's good.
So,
sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. And once again, Anne has her, you have your full moon thing, right?
No, we do new moon. I don't do full moon.
You do new. Okay.
Do a full moon newsletter, but I don't do. New moon ritual now.
Do new moon. Yeah, I do the full moon once. Okay, that's something
you do
about
the full
me
moon.
Then.
Okay,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have one. You have to work. I don't have to.
Exactly. Yes. Boy. So, and Remo's good.
Remo's sleeping right here on the couch next to me. He's like right here in Vesta.
Good.
She's doing good.
She's doing fine. I said she's grown. She has gotten a little bit longer. I'm looking at her today. I'm like, I think she's really now realizing this is her home. I'm safe. I got a mommy, you know what I mean, who spoils and indulges me. And I can tell by the way she just acts differently now. I'm like, okay, this is my home.
Yeah.
You know, I have a forever home.
Settled in.
It is.
Yeah, I woke Remo up. I petted him, and now he's talking. Yeah, I know. I'll go feed you in a minute.
I heard him talking. Yeah,
he just kind of woke up,
Remo.
And he's like, all right, you petted me.
Yeah.
Now I'm awake. Pet me some more. So, yeah, he's a good boy. Hey, good boy, Remo. Yes, you're a good boy. Hi. Good morning. All right, so have a great week. Have a great week,
you
everybody.
You too, Ann. Absolutely. So I'll post the show for next week, then.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay, all right.
All right,
I miss
take
you
care.
Take
out lots of love, Jake. Okay.
Yes, thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye. Springtime. Yes. Out to feed the squirrels.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
That's just what I'm going to do. Yep. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.